At CORE, Dr. Patrick Vollmer brings a rare mix of clinical skills, curiosity, and genuine care to every patient that he encounters. Dr. Vollmer splits his time between primary care and research, building a warm, welcoming space where participants feel valued and supported. Known for his hands-on approach and sense of humor, together, let's hear from Dr. Vollmer and learn more about what you can expect from him and his staff at CORE.
I'm Patrick Vollmer. I started my primary care clinic in 2016 when I finished my residency program in South Carolina. And about 2 years later, almost exactly 2 years later, was able to connect with Michael Watson and the folks at Aura, where we launched our first clinical trial in the fall of 2018. And ever since then, you know, we've been doing clinical trials left and right. So started primary care in 2016 and research in 2018. And I basically split my time 50-50 between two clinics. My research clinic is upstairs. My primary clinic is downstairs. And we're based out of Shelby, which is about 50 minutes to the west of Charlotte. And we're getting ready to open up another clinic that's research only that will be in Charlotte. So we're going to open up our second location in quarter one of 2026. I've already always done like research, like academic research, as far as like speaking and publishing and whatnot. And one of the local newspapers in town wrote an article about me and one of my patients who is involved in clinical research, like an administrative level, read that article and then came in and asked me if I would be interested in doing clinical research. And I got to fly up to Aura in Boston and met with Mike Watson and the Aura folks and was selected to be investigator.
Dr. Vollmer shares what excites him most about his current research.
I think just the, you know, being able to work with the different sponsors, looking at different indications, like the mechanism of action of how the drugs work, like the onset of action. You know, I love going to the meetings and, you know, sitting down with, you know, the scientists who create the drug or the, you know, the executive team. And it's really cool to kind of meet like the people behind the drug and how they come up with it, the amount of people they impact and whatnot. So that's probably my favorite part is just it's almost like I love the research side, but the social side is also rewarding when you get to actually talk to these sponsors and to the scientists directly.
How does Dr. Vollmer see clinical trials shaping the future of eye care?
I think it's going to be, you know, not dissimilar from all other fields of medicine. I think clinical research is just going to get bigger and bigger. I think the drugs are getting better and better. The science is getting better and better. You know, in my opinion, the R&D is always going to have a major play in the medical field in general, and I don't see ophthalmology being any different.
Next, Dr. Vollmer shares some memorable experiences with patients that reinforce the importance of clinical research.
Yeah. You know, some patients, just for example, we were on some redness studies, some drugs, some alpha-2 adrenergic agonists that remove redness from patients' eyes. And I've had patients tell me that they've, you know, never seen their eyes white in their entire lives. And, you know, what a big confidence booster it was, the fact that they can go to work and, you know, their colleagues don't think that they're, you know, on drugs or were on drugs, and they don't get, you know, questions like, are you really tired or your eyes infected or something? So I've had several patients really reach out and let me know about that drug in particular. But there's other instances too. We did a study where there were some mites on eyelashes and patients were getting recurring styes their whole lives. And then we got the FDA approval for that drug, XDEMVY, and patients haven't had styes in almost 2 years now. So, I mean, that's really rewarding. It's just nice to see your clinical patients going to do research, and then they go on to live better quality of life or tell their friends about it, and then their friends do research. So it's kind of nice to see how the chain reaction happens.
Eye care can be full of surprises. Let's hear about one of Dr. Vollmer's favorite tools and how he uses it to help his local community.
Honestly, I would say just overall, I would have to pick probably just like a golf club spud, because I like to get metal out of people's eyes. And I live in an area where everyone works with metal or fabrication or something like this. And so I love, you know, patients who you may have like a tricky spot where there's metal in their eye. One time we had a patient who had a fish hook in their eye, so we had to cut that out and carefully remove it. Which sounds crazy to, I know it sounds kind of gross, but I love, working with my hands and stuff like that. So that's probably my favorite and probably least expensive piece of equipment, honestly.
Dr. Vollmer has great insight for patients considering a clinical trial.
Oh, I believe just the fact about how accessible they are. I have a lot of patients who would come in and they would see our ads in the paper and they would think it was almost like a scam because, they're used to paying for prescription drugs that are really expensive, almost unaffordable in some cases, or they would go to their doctor and pay a copay and then go pay for the drug. And they're like, I can't believe that I can come to you, not pay you anything, and then get the drug for free, theoretically, if it's, placebo versus the real thing. So I think patients really like that. The fact that clinical trials, what we do, like all of them have been extremely safe, past a few, maybe like site installation discomfort or pain. We haven't had any, serious events in over 8 years now. So just the accessibility and then the safety of it is probably two things that I would wish more patients were cognizant of. The fact that, the trials are very safe, they're ethically conducted, patient, safety is even at the front of all the sponsors as well. Every sponsor we've worked with, I really honestly feel like, patient safety is more important than their drug, which I respect. And so, I think it's really fun to be able to try. I always said this, and it's true. If I wasn't the investigator, then I would be doing the trials because I think they're great. I have dry eye, of all things, and I think it's great to be able to, try these products in like a safe, controlled environment, and then get paid for it, which is even, nicer.
Dr. Vollmer believes research should be both impactful and personal. Here's how his team ensures every patient has a positive experience.
We like to kind of baby our patients. We always get a bunch of snacks for them while they're in the waiting room. We'll order them coffees or lunch or dinner or breakfast for like longer visits. We always ask our patients, what would make their experience better for the next time. And, they'll tell you, of course. And so just having that open communication, the fact that it's like, hey, we really appreciate your time here. You're not only doing us a favor, but you're doing the sponsor a favor and you're doing people you'll never meet a favor, assuming the drug gets approved and, can go worldwide, of course. So I think, we've always just been open and like really close with our patients. Asking, what they need, what they like or don't like, and then implementing it into our system. And then honestly, the best thing compliment for us is patients that are repeat patients, one, but two, we have a lot of patients who, are referred from previous research patients, which I think is like a true showing of like trust. It's like, hey, I went and saw this team and Shelby had a really good experience, and I'm gonna personally recommend them, to my family or friend or neighbor or something, which I think is cool.
It can be tough as a parent who have children facing ocular conditions. Dr. Vollmer offers some words of advice on the matter.
Yeah, so one of the biggest concerns I get from parents is when kids come into my clinic and let's say like they're slightly myopic and then the next year they're more myopic and the next year more so and more so and more so. And I think patients, more so their parents, get concerned that their prescription keeps going up and up and up. And now there's these different devices or drops coming to the market or going through the FDA submission process that, slows myopia progression. So maybe the patient, instead of going to a minus six without treatment, might stop at a minus three or something like this. And that's like one of the big questions I have from my patients' parents, if they're pediatric, is my kid just going to go blind one day because their prescription goes up and up and up every year? Which, of course, they won't go blind, but they feel like they're going to go blind. So there's a sense of urgency.
As both a clinician and researcher, Dr. Vollmer shares what he wants prospective patients and study participants to know about his work.
I mean, I think the fact that we just work in like a very like controlled, easy environment. We're super concerned about patient welfare, first of all, and then drug efficacy. And the fact that we have fun. Like we literally have our patients come and they don't know each other, and they end up sitting together and talking, and then, you know, I'll see them like a month later, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to lunch with so-and-so. I met them at the trial, and they were so nice. And it's just like nice to see them kind of hanging out in the back, like laughing or showing each other stuff. And it's not such like a serious, sterile environment all the time for them. I mean, of course, with the drugs, it's serious and sterile, but these aren't like lab rats. They're real people. And like, we want to make them feel comfortable and like they're making a difference. And they're not just there for one particular thing. We actually want to see patients happy to be there and realize like the impact they're making.
Finally, Dr. Vollmer leaves us with a few closing thoughts about his work and dedication to advancing eye care through research.
You know, we've been part of just like the top, one of the top investigators on 9 approved drugs so far in 8 years. So we're really happy about that. You know, we survived, not survived, but passed FDA audits and, you know, sponsor audits and whatnot. So, you know, we feel really comfortable presenting our data to whomever wants to look at it and, you know, just continue to get drugs improved and hopefully reach more and more patients.
Dr. Vollmer's passion for helping patients and advancing eye care continues to guide everything he does at CORE. His team's warmth and dedication make research a rewarding experience for every participant. Thank you for listening.